Glenn, how many of these tablets were found in Michigan?
In Michigan alone, there's one collection with 1,500 in it. It is estimated with the amount that we have talked to people that they have in their possession, there was roughly between 5,000 and 10,000 tablets just in Michigan. In all of the mounds, if you extend beyond Michigan, we're talking about somewhere 30,000 or more. And most of these things had writings on them. The problem with the tablets is the fact that the historians and linguists could not read the writings. This is the same old problem they had before Napoleon invaded Egypt. And the reason why they were so keen on the Rosetta Stone is that these writings have been something that have been very difficult for linguists to decipher. With the exception, now we now have a scholar who's identified the writings that were in Illinois as being ancient Negev. Now, ancient Negev is a language that was written between Jerusalem and Egypt, down in the southern part near Edom, in that area of the world, and he can decipher 80% of it. The languages that were in Michigan are a composite of Coptic, Phoenician, Greek, and Hebrew. You know, most languages are a composite of other languages.
So it's not unusual.
It's not unusual at all. But the fact that they couldn't read them was very disturbing to the scholars. It made them one of the reasons why they had been so frowned upon over the years. but it's not that there aren't commonalities on all of the stones. Anyone who would have thought that someone had fraudulently forged all of these tablets, first of all, it would have taken an army of people to forge them. It would have taken a master linguist of all times. And it would have taken an army of people to bury him in 30 different states. That's just ridiculous to think of that possibility. But the Michigan tablets themselves, the collection we're talking about, is a collection that was kept intact. It floated all the way. It was kept together. It was willed by a gentleman who had gathered them together and sent them to a guy named Milton R. Hunter in Salt Lake City for a Salt Lake City art museum. They had a guy from BYU come up and take 20 minutes to evaluate the veracity of these 1,500 stones. I don't know how you can evaluate the veracity of 1,500 stones in 20 minutes. He declared them to be all forgeries. They sent them back to the state of Michigan, and they're now held by the state of Michigan incognito. Wayne May has made, from the Ancient American Magazine, who's been the champion of this cause and the hero of this cause, made an offer to buy them from the state of Michigan for $50,000, and they turned him down.
Now, some of the tablets, are they all stone, or some of them made with copper?
There's some made with copper, but they're principally made of clay and slate. That's the principal writing matrix upon which they're written. Now, when you talk about the stones found in all of the locations, we're talking about them being made of all kinds of different stones, and you'll see some of those on your website are a variety of different stone matrices, sediments, sedimentary, metamorphic rock, etc.
So, anything that could resemble periods of Egypt or Rome or Greece or any of those ancient eras?
No, they weren't done there. These stones, the stones that we found, have all been indigenous of Michigan or the place where they were found. They were obviously written here in the Americas
by people in the Americas. But do you think these people came here, or they were already here?
They came here, obviously.